A reading from the Gospel of John. There was one of the Pharisees called Nicodemus, a leading Jew, who came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who comes from God, for no one could perform the signs that you do unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, unless a man is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "How can a grown man be born? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, unless a man is born through water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised when I say, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell." A reading from the Gospel of John. There was one of the Pharisees called Nicodemus, a leading Jew, who came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who comes from God, for no one could perform the signs that you do unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, unless a man is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "How can a grown man be born? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, unless a man is born through water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised when I say you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. That is how it is with all who are born of the Spirit. And this is the Gospel of the Lord." There's a wind that blows through human history. It blows through all human lives. It blows all the way from the God of creation to the God of redemption. The same God, the one God, the God who created and who then redeems his own creation. Though not all parts of the creation need to be redeemed, as long as some parts require redemption, or at least require to make the choice to share in redemption, the world, the universe, all creation is not redeemed. The God of creation is a God of peace, and the God of redemption is a God of a new peace, a peace shared with the world that chooses to share in the peace which is God. And that wind, that spirit that blows through life, or that water, that river, that wind is always blowing forward to the God who will bring us to redemption, all things together to be redeemed. That's why we can never really know where the wind comes from or where it goes, because we can never understand creation until we understand redemption. We know the world is created by a great mystery, a pure unchanging being who is, who was, who always will be. But creation itself and its purpose, hidden in the mind of God, cannot be understood until we've come to redemption. The redemption explains the creation. And the creation itself is for the sake of redemption. We can't know where we come from, we can't understand what we are as creatures, fully and entirely, until we're redeemed, until we have gone to where we have to go. The wind blows through history and carries us from that God who is peace in creation to the God of peace of redemption. That's why we are to be born from the past into the future. Can a grown man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? No, he comes from his mother's womb to be born again. We come from where we have been to where we have to go. If we live in the Spirit, we live in the flow of that wind that touches everything. If we prefer to think of the Spirit as water, it's water of a river. The river which is channeled, which is purposeful, which will find its way to the sea. We come from mystery to mystery, from God to God. And understanding all things requires that willingness to be born again. The whole universe must be born again. All creation. Even those who fully share in God's will, who never rebelled, wait for that redemption. Wait for that coming into being. We cannot go back, we can only go forward. We cannot go forward unless we know where it is we came from, what is behind us. We go forward in the wind and the water and the fire. The spirit is fire too. It's fire that travels through the desert. All things flow. All things run to an end. And the end is God.